こんにちは、こんばんは、お元気でございますか？これはアンディでございます。I am, casting my mini pod at you. I'm dropping a dead drop. I am, making a microcast to inform you about the comings and goings in the world of Rice and Zen, the Kyoto magazine. On the interwebs at ofriceandzen.org, it has been a tough week because my MacBook died, and I've been relying on my MacBook for a lot of the work I've been doing for Of Rice and Zen Studios recently, including a lot of video editing and photo editing, and I spent two precious days on which I should have been editing photos trying to get it back on its feet, and nothing's working. I've got super duper clones of the hard drive, I've got a time machine backup, I've got installed disks, and I've tried reinstalling, well, I tried all of the usual fixes first, and then I tried reinstalling the operating system, but it still won't boot past the blue screen, so I'm thinking it might be a hardware problem. I've also discovered this week that Apple have started offering free hard drive replacements for people whose MacBook hard drives failed because it was such a common problem. They sort of said, look, we blame ourselves. Let's take care of that for you. Unfortunately, I already changed it myself and threw out the hard drive because I'm not, you know, a pleb. I do this kind of thing myself. Unfortunately, I shouldn't have done it myself. I should have waited and had it done for free. Although, had I done that, I would have had no computer for 6 months. So this is my beef with Apple. I love their stuff and it's beautifully user-friendly and gorgeous until it goes wrong, which it often does, and then it stops being user-friendly and starts being a brick. So right now I am restoring my MacBook from one of the Time Machine backups. I don't expect it will boot because I do think this is a hardware problem, but I was planning on upgrading anyway. I would like to get myself an iMac, but unfortunately they're all broken. Apparently the displays are flickering and they are emitting a weird shade of yellow towards the bottom of the display. It seems to be due to rough handling during transit. Two of the layers that comprise the monitor are becoming separated towards the bottom of the monitor, creating a yellow tinge. And the flickering seems to have been due to maybe the graphics card might have been fixed for some people in a hardware update. So that means that Of Rice and Zen is now going to be investing in a new camera, and we are waiting to see what Nikon has up their sleeve, because on the 23rd of February 2010 they are announcing a new camera, which we are hoping is going to beat the 5D Mark II as the camera of choice for Of Rice and Zen. The 5D Mark II has the full frame sensor, it has nice large picture sizes which are great for selling stock photography to iStock. But we're looking for a better focusing system, we're looking for better noise performance, we're looking for sharper focus, we're looking for just a little more, so hopefully Nikon will provide that for us in a couple of days' time. Other things, I have written a couple of pieces recently of which I am quite proud. One of them today was introducing Temuzia, which are those sort of fonts or basins that you find at the entrance to shrines where people are supposed to cleanse their hands and mouths. What I didn't know was that the origin of those basins goes back to a man entering the underworld to try and retrieve his wife, who he finds is a zombie. And when he runs away, she's so pissed, she sends the demons and imps of the underworld to chase and kill him. And after he had gone down to the underworld, he came back to the surface covered in undead goo and ick and decided to take a bath. And that bath is the origin of the Temuzia, or the purification font. I did not know that. So, take a look at ofriceandzen.org and we'll be back with another dead drop sometime soon. Take care of yourselves and speak soon. Ja ne, mata ne, bye bye.